radio. 101.
Generation Annihilation.
I just want some skate.
99% are unhappy with their lives anyway.
Get up in here.
On the streets.
Full of problems.
We have you surrounded. Come on, put your hands up.
Good afternoon, all, and welcome to Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM, and that is also 101.9 FM in cable. And www.citr.ca on your home computer. My name is Aaron, and if there's something you'd like to hear on this show, 604-822-2487, that's 604-UBC-CITR. You might want to get that number queued up, because I will have a pair of tickets to give away for the DOA show next Saturday, Richards on Richards, and possibly expecting a phone call from Mr. Joe Shithead Keithley himself. So, yes, that should be in the next 15 minutes or so, but in the meantime, I'm going to get to some tunes, some new tunes. This is brand new for 2007 on the Captain Oi. It actually came out on the Captain Oi Records label in 2005. Here it is, reissued on 2007, courtesy of TKO Records. The band is called Chelsea. Faster, cheaper, and better looking. The name of the track is called KXLU Radio, and enjoy.
Sleep.
Cigarettes for Cortina, household pets, bombs, wars, famine, death, an apathetic public. Couldn't get less. Public watches ITV, reads the sun, drinks cups of tea. A two-star family, state protect, and life's controlled by Parliament. Well, Danny's lost his job again, because he never had no brain. He only lives to watch TV, his life's controlled by apathy. Drink, sex, cigarettes, for Cortina, household pets, bombs, war, famine, death, and I'm a very public could have cared less. The Russians seem so far away, the government seems to be okay, the paper never mentions war, the people that it caters for have got drink. There. Or was it that you didn't care? The biggest problem, face to face, an apathetic human race. Drink, sex, cigarettes, Ford Cortina, household pets, bombs and war and famine and death, and I'm a betting public good.
Nothing, ain't no fun. No fucking way. You made me look a right cunt.
Yeah. It's Rap the Brucus. You listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
CITR card is here. Help support CITR Radio and get discounts at some of the hippest establishments around town, including the Kiss Adult Toy Store, the UBC Bite Kitchen, the Regional Assembly of Text, Lucky's Comics, RX Comics, Slickety Jim's Chat and Chew, and the Eatery. The Friends of CITR card is $5 for CITR members and $15 for anyone else. Check out www.citr.ca/friends for a full listing of Friends of businesses. Support CITR and pick up your card today.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, and we heard a whole seven-song set of UK punk and hardcore there. We ended it all off with Heresy there. They're an act out of Nottingham. It's on the Boss Tunage Retro Series Records from 1985 to 1987. We heard a track called Anguish of War. And yes, like I said, they were out of Nottingham. Yeah, 85. I think they broke up. Geez, 89. 90-ish. The Verruckers in the set before that from the One Struggle, One Fight release, reissued on Captain Oi Records. That was one of the bonus tracks, which is the title track of the Massacred Melodies 12-inch, or Massacred Millions. Yeah, Massacred Melodies was by a band called Major Accent. Yes, the Verruckers played Vancouver a while back. Was awesome. Probably the best show I saw in 2006 and one of the best shows I'd seen at the Cobalt. Violent Arrest in the set before that. That's brand new on Deranged Records. Self-titled 12-inch, Leaving with F.A. The band is out of Bristol in the UK. They feature members of Ripcord. Three quarters of Ripcord, actually. John and Baz is in the group. Yes, it's John, Baz, and Steve, yes. And yes, awesome act. Out of the UK, Sick 56 in the set before that from the Punishment release. We heard a track called Never Needed Nothing. They're out of Blackpool, England. And before that in the set, we heard from Subhumans, Worlds Apart. Apathy was the name of that track. Going back to 1985. And we started things all off with the UK Subs. Actually, UK Subs, Sick Yeah, Sick Six Yeah. Straighten Out was the name of the track. And we started things all off with Chelsea from the faster, cheaper, and better-looking release, KXLU Radio. That's on TKO. This is an act who will be playing here next Saturday, their first show in 30 years. This is The Furies.
Been
Right from the Bloodied But Unbowed reissue on Sudden Death Records, we hear from DOA. New Age originally came out on the Something Better Change release, and we started things all off with the Furies. What Do You Want Me to Be from the Vancouver Evolution 7-inch. That's a really old one. They're playing with DOA next Saturday, and it'll be their first Vancouver show in 30 years. And I don't know if many people have seen them, but I think we might have somebody on the line who has seen them. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, Aaron. How you doing?
Not too bad. So 30 years, since the Furies.
Yeah, it was played. Even preceded when I was, before I was even in DOA, I was about maybe about 18 or 19. It was the summer of 77, and I walked around town, and I saw this poster that said, punk rock.
Right, so you were walking around town, but...
I saw some people walking around saying disco stuff, yeah. It was weird, punk rock. And the slogan was, "You'll be amazed, or you'll be sickened, or something like that." Right? I thought, "Wow, that sounds pretty cool." Right? And pretty weird at the same time. And then the second show they did, the Japanese Hall, my band, The Skulls, got to open up for them. Right? So that I've seen them a couple times. Yeah, they're good.
And yeah, that would have been what, 77?
Yeah, fall of 77. Then I moved away with The Skulls. We moved to Toronto for a few months, and then. By the time we got back, the Furies had broken up. Later, to be slightly reincarnated, at least with Chris Arnett, the singer, he started a second band called The Shades.
And they played Richards on Richards not too long ago, I heard.
Yeah, I don't know, but they played on the Vancouver Complication compilation album re-release.
Okay.
Last February, about a year ago, actually, right.
And aside from this Vancouver Evolution, this is the only Furies track I've heard. What Do You Want Me to Be?
Some journalist was asking me, what's the first Vancouver punk single? And I think this Furies, What Do You Want Me to Do, would have been, but it never actually came out. So the tape, that song ended up on Grant's Zulu release compilation. What's that called again?
The Vancouver Complication, wasn't it? Vancouver Evolution or Vancouver... I don't know. I got it as a 7-inch here, and there's four... it's got the Furies, the Skulls, your band, the Stiffs, Victorian Pork. But yeah, Last Call.
Okay,
wasn't it called Last Caller?
With it as a limited... I've never even seen that, actually. But anyway, so that should have been the first single, but the first single of the punk new wave era was Tim Ray and AV, and then the third one was Disco Sucks by DOA.
And you... DOA are playing with the Furies. Their first show in 30 years coming up. Two shows, an all-age show, bar show. The bar show is with the Rebel Spell, and who else is it?
Mongoose and the Furies, and the early show, which is starts right at 3 and ends promptly at 6, is First Rain from Abbotsford, Rebel Spell, the Furies, and DOA.
And you might want to get down there and check it out. We will be having tickets to give away if you don't win the tickets, it'll be definitely a good event to... see, because that's where the Hardcore 81 sighting was, where you guys played, the famous Hardcore 81.
Yeah, and that's where we, they used to be called the Laundromat, and then sometime after 1981, we had that real memorable show that kind of started off the whole kind of hardcore punk thing. It was us and Black Flag and 7 Seconds and Bludgeon Pigs and the Insects over 2 nights there at the old laundromat, now Richards on Richards. This should be a great show. We're working on digging up all sorts of old chestnuts out of the trunk and dusting them off, and we've been practicing hard. So I dare say it'll probably be the best show, DOA show in town in a long time.
I can't remember the last time. I think I saw you guys at the Vancouver Complication. It was great.
That was fun.
You had Randy back in the band, and he is back in the band, right?
Rampage.
Is this the fourth time or the third time? Is this the third time Randy's been back in, or the...
He was there for the first 4 years, and then he was back in again for all of 2001, but just that year. And then he rejoined last February.
Excellent.
The Complication show.
So it might as well be Hardcore 81 all over again.
Tracks and that. We'll play a few new ones and a bunch of old ones and some middle period. I suppose we're old enough that we can cover. We have early, middle, and latter periods, right?
And I'm saying this, it'd be a good idea to get down there because it might be history in the making, because we always hear about that Richards on Richards is going to be closed soon. And there's been talk about it. Is that actually going to happen?
I don't know about that. I wouldn't be surprised with all the construction going on downtown. You know, everything gets bulldozed as far as the city goes. Right?
Like Club Soda, a few blocks over, it's long gone, and condominiums are up. So, yes, it could very well be almost like the last time, might be one of the last times you'll get to see DOA at Richards on Richards.
It's a notable occasion because all the bands, the old bands from the original scene, punk, new wave, alternative scene or whatever, almost all of them had done a reformation. There was only two that hadn't. One was the Pointed Sticks, and that happened a couple weeks ago. And the Furies was the only other band of the old bands that, I suppose, with the exception of U-Jerk, they haven't played. But so this would be pretty interesting. I'm sure that the Furies have put a lot of time into making sure that they're ready. Like, they don't want to come out and, on one practice. They've probably been practicing their fucking balls off. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, 30 years, that's a long time to practice.
You're telling me, right?
Yeah, DOA has been going almost 30 years now. 2008, it'll be...
Yeah, I think that February 11th at the Japanese Hall was our very first show. We played with, I think, the Generators, and we didn't have any gear, so we kind of barged our way on the stage and bored whatever gear we could off those guys, and we had about three songs, and when we finished those, we started playing them over again, and then those guys realized we were playing the songs over again, so... They bum rushed the stage, and we ended up in a tussle, and that was the end of our set, put it that way, right?
Okay, and the last time we had you on the show, this was 2003, and I Shithead had just came out, and in 3 years, lots has happened, not only with DOA, but with Sudden Death Records as well. Like, you guys have done some excellent reissues. I mean, that point is sticks, 23 tracks and all. I mean, a lot of these songs didn't see the light of day till now. You said you saw the Pointed Sticks. Was that was really good, I heard, eh?
Yeah, the Pointed Sticks show 2 weeks ago at Richards was great. I didn't see the early show, but I saw the late show. And, it was the type of thing, they took a lot of pride in what they were doing, and they'd had a really successful tour in Japan, which we set up for them in the summertime.
And there was the Modernettes reissue. I guess they're going to Japan soon, too, eh?
Or? Yeah, they're going to Japan for a week in March, right? So... and of that series, I mean, obviously, it's very unlikely the Young Canadians would ever reform, right? I mean, Jim Bescott very sadly died last fall, right? So.
And where is Art these days? You don't hear too much
about him? Art lives out in a ranch near Airdrie, Alberta, which is right near Calgary. So he's doing better than he was, right? So he's doing okay, right? So it'd be great if he's a great songwriter and a great talent. It'd be great if he started to put out a new record, and we offered to put out one for him. And he said, give me a call when he's got some songs ready, right?
So I read yesterday in the Discorder that there's been talk. Dale Wheezy wanted you to maybe, he was thinking about getting you to do a No Exit reissue. Is that going to happen? Or?
He suggested that. I haven't really talked to Scruff or to Chunk or anybody, right? So,
Well, I tell you, the original No Exit record, I think that's the most expensive Vancouver punk LP ever. I think it literally goes for hundreds of dollars now.
It's Complete Collectors is bizarre looking because they have them, the cover of the Damned's first album on one side, and then the Clash on the Clash first album on the other side with their guy's head superimposed on it, right? So it's really rough and ready, that's for sure, right? So... I don't know. We have thought about it, right? And Dale suggests that, but I haven't talked to the guys in the band. I'd like to get out the Slow album.
Oh, that's another big bucker too, eh?
Yeah, it's not really an album, but they have the EP and the single, and there's some other tracks, right? So, I mean, I guess in all due time, right? So.
And you've got another label in the works, too, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, it's sort of a side label that we can put out kind of any kind of music, JFK Media, like Joe Shithead, Keith Lee Media type thing. That's new. And we have one band called Once Jester, kind of rock ska band from Calgary. That's the first band on that. And, yeah, we've been busy as hell over here.
And speaking of rock and ska, I think you're doing a kind of a solo...
Yeah, remiss of me not to mention that. Yeah, I almost finished, actually. It's sounding really good, I think. I dare say that. It's Joe Shithead Keith Lee, and the name of the album is Band of Rebels. It'll be out in June, and it's kind of, there's punkabilly, ska, rootsy rock type stuff on it, right? You know, it's very lively, but it's not quite punk rock. It's not as, you know, as overdriven as a DOA type thing, right? And lots of good people on it, Jesse Zubot, Chris Gestern, Jeremy from the Bughouse Five, and there are tons of people singing, playing different instruments, right? And the great Baldini, DOA's drummer, he's the drummer on.
So it's basically DOA, but kind of doing different music.
Yeah,
but with
some other... it's close to, you can almost call it a DOA album, but not quite, right? So, but it doesn't sound like DOA. And I always maintain that if you really get away from your main sound as a band, you shouldn't call yourself that. You know what I mean? Like TSOL would be a great example, you know, going from total punk rock.
Yeah,
to rock
I would fully agree. Yeah.
Back again. So, I mean, you might as well just do a different project, and then the, you know, people who are interested can understand that rather than think.
A good example would be Charlie Harper and the UK Subs. UK Subs have had a lot of lineup changes, but in the early 80s, he put out a blues record called Charlie Harper and the Urban Dogs, but it was UK Subs members doing blues stuff.
Yeah, exactly. It makes sense. And you know it's Charlie Harper, and then you find out through the grapevine who else is on the record, and they don't try and pass it off as UK Subs. Record to try and sell off their name type thing, which is not fair to the people who go buy and go, oh, fuck, that's not what I want, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they've been warned or they've been told, hey, if you like this style of music, you'll probably like this one as well.
Yeah.
And so being as busy as you are with the solo project and the label, is there time for a new DOA album anytime soon?
Well, we're coming up to the 30th anniversary next year, so I think I'm going to finish this up. And I've got a couple of books that I'm kind of started on, so I'm going to work on those. And then during the summertime, I'm going to start writing some new songs, and then we'll rehearse them in the fall, and I imagine we'll record them in the wintertime. So
a new book similar to I Shithead?
Well, not quite the same thing, because that was like an autobiography, I suppose, of the first 12, 13 years of DOA. And this would be more, one of them is like a story. Like fiction or whatever, but, you know, based on truth in, you know, kind of the Lower East Side punk scene, the early 80s type thing. And then there's another one that's like, I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag yet, but it's kind of like a guide book with the emphasis on punk rock, right? But funny. Not serious, like, okay, kids, nothing like that, right?
So. Any book label prospects for that one, or...?
I don't know. I got to write three chapters, and then I'll send it to a literary agent, and then we'll just see what kind of deal we can get, right? So.
Okay, then. So we got some tickets to give away. Okay, so thank you, Joe.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me on again. You got a great show. Keep up the good work.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
Just get the names to us, and February 10th, early show, 3 to 6 at Richards, DOA and the Furies, and Rebel Spell, First Rain, and then the second show later on, Dio and the Furies again.
Okay, it'll be a good one. It'll be definitely history in the making, because this band has not played in 30 years, the Furies, and DOA played Richards on Richards in 81, and you get to see them a good...
It's going to be real punk rock.
Excellent.
I mean, real.
Okay, so if you'd like to win yourself a pair of tickets, 604-822-2487, that's 604-UBC-CITR.
Okay, cool.
Give yourself a call. Give a call, win some tickets. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Cheers.
All right, so thank you. Let's get to those phones. Let's get to some pointed sticks.
Oh,
tonight from the Waiting for the Real Thing reissue on Sudden Death Records, Appointed Sticks. We heard a track called, what was this one called? Found Another Boy. It's on Sudden Death Records, run by Joe Shithead Keithley from DOA. And yes, you can find the DOA Bloodied but Unbowed one on his label as well. And you can find the Fantastic Modernettes reissue and lots of other fine stuff. And congratulations to the person that won tickets to the show next Saturday, DOA with the Furies. And the Rebel Spell, that was the night show she won tickets to, so have a good time. This is an act from Ottawa. They're called Four Stroke.
Yeah. Kill me!
Right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, and that was Gunnar Hansen out of Hamilton, Ontario, from the Killed by Canada compilation on Fans of Bad Production Records. Persevere in the set before that. That's off a compilation. That's off the Public Safety compilation put out by Maximum Rock and Roll Records. Persevere from Japan with a track called Crass Solution. War Crime in the set before that. Off the Give War a Chance 7-inch, we had a track called No More. War Crime out of the Bay Area. Social Circle in the set before that from the Static Eyes 7-inch. Can't Take It was the name of the track. Both those 7-inches are on a record label called No Way Records. Direct Control in the set before that, another act on the Public Safety compilation. The name of the track was called Public Safety. And we started things all off with Four Stroke from Ottawa with I Was a Teenage Suicide Bomber. It's on the Krusty Records label, and the name of the track was called Slow Suicide. And Four Stroke are an act, like I said, that are from Ottawa, and they feature ex-members of a Vancouver band, the Snatch Bandits and Vicious Dick. So anyways, yes, like I said, winding up another issue of Generation Annihilation. Congratulations to the person that won themselves a pair of tickets for the show next Saturday at Richards on Richards. DOA, The Furies, The Rebel Spell, and a couple others. Yes, the bar show was where the tickets got won, but they are having an all-ages show, too, from 3 to 6. So yes, that'll be a good time. Going to mention some people who have left us very recently. First of all, rest in peace to Charlotte Lesher, the mother of Joey Ramone, who recently passed away. A little closer to home, Jay Brown, rest in peace. That's Jay Brown from Alcoholic White Trash. He's no longer with us anymore. Yes, we're all getting older, and as time goes on, you know, nobody lives forever, and it's a sad thing. Yes, he was battling with cancer, and didn't win, unfortunately, so yes, rest in peace. And rest in peace for a couple of acts that are playing their final show tonight at Mount Pleasant Community Center. The Bad Amps, who are, have been around for a couple of years. Yes, the Bad Amps and Fun 100. They're both playing their final shows together at the Mount Pleasant Community Center at 16th and Ontario. They're also playing with the Doers and Sudden Instant Dance Syndrome, who I believe are from Alberta somewhere. So yes, you might want to check that out. And you might want to check out Generation and Annihilation out online at www.streetpunkradio.com. Download the podcast for this show at www.citr.ca if you missed any of it. So yes, thanks to you all. Thanks to Joe for phoning up, doing the interview. Thanks to my lovely girlfriend Rowena listening. Thanks to Cindy in Winnipeg for listening. And thanks to you all for tuning in. You're all great. And we're going to leave you with one more. This is an act out of Sweden. This is on their MCR Records release. It's a split with another act called Symbios. And I think they're from Brazil. But yes, this act is from Sweden. They're called Driller Killer. Stay tuned for Power Chord up next.
power cord on CITR, and it's Gerald Rattlehead sitting in. Compared to Aaron, there is always standing up. he's a stand up DJ. You got the stand up comedian. Yeah, that's good. I like that one. I don't know what's better for you too. Your blood rushes and
it's not good to
circulation.
It's not good to eat standing up. I'm told though.
Yeah. Really. Never even thought about that, you know?
Or something like that?
Really? I would figure it'd be better because it's going straight down, and then if you're sitting, it gets kind of...
My mom told me that, and she never lies.
Okay. I can't disagree with mom. Believe me, Aaron. Have something coming up, I guess. Well, anyway, on today's show, let's see what we got. I guess you guys got your Heaven and Hell tickets, I suppose. It's kind of... Yeah, kind of cool, you know, that happening. I'm going like, oh my god, what would be even better is if they played Heaven and Hell in its entirety. Now that would be something. I'm going like, that's what these older bands ought to do, like down the road when their careers are, you know, kind of getting so-so, whatever, and do that sort of thing, because people come out and whatever they were known for their classic albums, play that in its entirety, and I'm just like, pfft. And sell the shirts, too, exactly. And, you know, clean up shop, man. But, oh well. I just gotta put it in these bands' heads to do that kind of shit. Because, you know, they're just gonna make more money that way. But, anyway, on today's show, I'm gonna be playing Sabbath. Since, you know, the Heaven and Hell thing's coming through. Playing a couple of Iron Maiden things. One of them I've never had after all these years, even though it's only been about not even 4 years yet, is the Wildest Dreams Maiden 45. I don't know, I had this Past the Jam thing on the B-side, play that. It's like mega long. Well, maybe not for them as a song, but play that. And I guess the new Iron Maiden single, Different World, on a picture disc. And it's got Fear of the Dark live on it. And that's like a picture disc single. And once again, one of those limited edition things. So I'd say if you see this stuff, just snap it up. Because down the road, you know, you come into something where people are wanting it if they didn't pick it up, right? And I don't know, a band called Comets on Fire, I guess they're featured on this compilation thing that just came out from Uncut Magazine. This one, because I was wondering about them, you know, what's happening with them, this new Fu Manchu. I go, holy cow, they're on Century Media now. And I guess... Dominici, or Charlie, I guess, who used to be in Dream Theater, the vocalist there on the When Dreamin' Day and Night on that album.